O Lord, please look upon us with tender mercy and empower us to pray as we should, as often as we should. Dear God, give us the burden. Amen. O Mother, where are we? In the midst of a tumultuous planet covered with the blood of my Son, you are protected. Was there something we did to cause this sickness? There are many things that are not quite right, but the majority of the suffering is for the people of the world, especially the unsaved. My Son has covered the earth with his holy body in order that souls may be saved. Do not expect to understand this mystery. It is redemption in its most raw and vulnerable form. While the justice of the Father must come upon the earth, yet there are innocent children he grieves for as well as others who have been victims of evil. The beauty of his creation has been mired with the filth of this world, and more sins than anyone could number. That is why this cleansing is taking place. He wants to restore all things to himself. Mother, I want to rectify whatever is out of order. Not now, Claire. Pay attention to prayer and what is taking place around the world. Pray as each thing comes to mind. There is so much that is being devastated right now, and he desperately needs your prayers for the whole world. Right when one situation is being corrected, 10 more come up. This has to do with the increase of demonic activity, the approach of Nibiru, the proliferation of evil, even as CERN has opened portals to assist the demon aliens. There is always an exchange involved. You do this for us, and we will do this for you. But all of it is detestable. It is the betrayal of all things good and holy, the selling of humanity to Satan through unscrupulous men. But you, my children, must pray for their conversion. Many will be saved as going through the fire, but those who have done these things have very little hope, and they are desperately in need of your prayers. They started out in this life, for the most part, as innocent little children, and were twisted by the devices of men who have engineered their behavior through learning institutions, fashion, and peer pressure, leading them to imitate evil without a conscience, to become like Satan. And great is the battle for their souls. These very wretched ones never had a properly formed conscience, so they imitate evil without resistance. Yes, Holy Spirit does touch their hearts, and some do listen, but for the most part, that is dead and frozen over. The Lord is continually finding new means to touch them. Your prayers do help, more than you will ever know. Claire, there is not enough prayer going forth from the mountain. Those who are sick should be praying continually, and you, my daughter, need to pray more. Put yourself in these situations, and then pray. So much more prayer is needed. Those of you who have truly been steeped in prayer, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. You are doing what is most needed. Beloved, I do not say this to you to condemn you. I am just saying it so you can pray more. Even one small prayer does not fall to the ground unanswered. This is a time when we need the prayers of all, because there are so many deadly things being planned. What about praying in tongues? There is hardly a better prayer than you could say. Just keep your focus on whatever you are praying over, so your mind doesn't drift away. The utterances from the Spirit of God have more power than you could ever imagine. Never be ashamed to pray them out loud. They have the power to cleanse the air from bad presence. When you pray this way, you are praying from the heart of the Father, and no prayer could be more effective. Do not be afraid that the enemy is using them to spread evil. This is not the case. That thought is placed in your mind by the enemy, who absolutely hates this way of prayer. Redouble your efforts. When that thought is inserted in your head, redouble and keep going. It means you are doing damage. Always ask Holy Spirit to cleanse your lips and speak through you. This prayer will ensure that He is truly the one praying through you. Oh, how sublime are His prayers! I encourage you all. You are doing well, but there is always room for improvement. Children, circumcise your thoughts, your mind, and do not allow it to wander onto worldly things. And know that your adversary knows well how to plant those thoughts in your heads to distract you from prayer. I am with you in this endeavor, and there is no invitation I value more than to pray for you and with you.